I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Some Montana college students aren't content to sit on the political sidelines. Instead, they're joining political party groups, registering voters, and organizing and sponsoring debates. The College Democrats chapter in Billings is sponsoring a U.S. House debate Thursday. It's the latest in the political awakening of Montana's millennial voters. Cody McCracken says his parents didn't talk much about politics, although he says his dad was a Republican. McCracken is president of the MSUB College Democrats.
People ask me that a lot, why I'm involved, why I'm a Democrat, because from Chinook, Montana, very rural, conservative area.
McCracken says his political awakening came during the sixth grade. He remembers the mock presidential election at school.
And I got up and I proudly voted for Barack Obama. And ever since then, I've been a Democrat. It's just a gut feeling, a heart feeling, and through my studies, fortified that feeling.
McCracken says he has since converted his dad to the Democrat Party. He says he has a passion for politics because so much is at stake. Jaime Figueroa agrees, although he says he didn't always feel that way, especially when he came to the U.S. from Cuba in 2007.
And I was living that blissful ignorance that I didn't care about who was elected, I didn't care who ran the country.
He says that changed in 2016 with then-presidential candidate Donald Trump.
And I know people don't run on facts, again, they run on emotions, but at the end of the day, they do matter because they're the bottom line. So that was part of my wake-up call. I just couldn't stand so much hypocrisy and lies and ignorance and deceiving.
Figueroa says his first vote as a U.S. citizen was in Montana's presidential primary in 2016 with a vote for Senator Bernie Sanders. MSUB Democrats is one of the four active chapters right now, with one more scheduled to start up soon. Currently, there are two chapters of the College Republicans in Montana. One is at the University of Montana, the other at Montana State University. Justin Hodges is president of the MSU chapter. Like McCracken, he says his family wasn't that active in politics. Hodges says his entry came through Facebook.
You know, you're doing the usual, you comment on Facebook, you bicker with friends, you do that sort of thing. And then I decided, you know, that's just not enough. I'm not actually making any tangible outcome here. So I decided, you know, hey, we're going to take it to the next step, and I'm gonna reach out, and I'm going to see if I can make an actual difference and not just complain to my friends about things I don't like.
So he decided to start the Republican chapter at MSU. At first, Hodges says he was the only member. The chapter has since grown to just over 30 members. Melody Wine says she joined College Republicans as a freshman. For her, it was a way to make new friends as she came to Bozeman from Chicago. Wine's interest in politics goes back to the fifth grade.
I was watching a speech with John McCain as he introduced Sarah Palin for the 2008 elections, and I was just like mesmerized for some reason. And ever since then, I've kept up with politics like 24/7.
And her first vote was in Montana in 2016.
It wasn't that easy of a vote for me. I knew I didn't like Hillary Clinton, and I wasn't a giant fan of Donald Trump. He's definitely grown on me, but I didn't like the way he was acting at first. It didn't seem very presidential, but I did like his policy issues, and at the end of the day, that's what I voted on.
Montana's millennial voters have the potential to have a big impact in this year's midterm election, particularly the U.S. Senate race. That's according to Kay Kawashima Ginsburg of Tufts University. She's director of a nonpartisan research center on youth engagement. She says Montana millennials appear to be mixed in their political ideology. They don't fit neatly into the traditional political labels of right or left.
Millennial voters who may be conservative, many of them are still pretty socially progressive, for example, but has a really strong hold on fiscal conservatism. So that's not your typical Republican who's, you know, conservative on everything. Same with a Democrat candidate who may not actually resonate with every young person who really wants to see more progressive vision. So for those young people, maybe Democratic candidate isn't a good fit. Maybe they'll actually choose a Green Party candidate or even Libertarian candidate.
Kawashima Ginsburg says what's also notable about Montana's cohort is they already have a relatively high voter turnout. Because of that, a recent Tufts study placed the state number 4 for its U.S. Senate race and where the youth vote could matter the most.
And so in a close race like the Senate race, where Senator John Tester is, you know, looking to be reelected, but there's a very strong contender, young people's decision on which candidate can present the vision and the future of Montana in a way that can resonate with them could make a very big difference in a close election like this.
In the U.S. House race, Montana ranked 31st. Kawashima Ginsburg says that could change, though, after the primary, if the winner is able to capitalize on the millennial vote. As a cohort, this generation is larger than the baby boom population, but she says because of their diverse ideology, political leaders that want to tap into this potential electorate will need to engage and listen to millennials. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.